SOP 285, I've got my podcasting topic. Now what?
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing, all points in between. Everything you need to launch a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com, and that is our website. If you'd like to email me, my email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. My voicemail is toll-free, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And I have some people that they're very excited about starting a podcast. And I did an episode a couple weeks ago called The 27 Steps to Get You into iTunes. We're going to kind of take that concept, hit it again with a little different reference to it. And we'll get right to that right after I play a little listener feedback.
Hi, this is John Buskell here from Stockholm, Sweden, and I make a podcast called the Online Marketing Communications Podcast, which you can find at jontusmedia.com/podcast. I just wanted to say that, Dave, you are the podcast genius, the guru. I love your show. I couldn't have got where I am today with podcasting without listening to the School of Podcasting. I really, really enjoy this show. I love the enthusiasm that you bring. And I went into School of Podcasting way back when, went into the website. You know, I became a student. I think I only did it for a week, but I'm such a geek that I read through everything I could find there. And it put me well on the way to making my own podcast. I've now made 39 episodes in the last year. It's really made a big impact on my own business. I work as a consultant, a digital marketing consultant, and I think the podcast now is the best kind of lead generation that I have. I'm building an audience. People contact me for speaking gigs. I love podcasting. And I just wanted to say, at this time of year, with the holidays here, I'd like to send a very special holiday wish to you, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting, because I love what you do. And every time I see one of your shows pop into my version of iTunes, I'm smiling. Thanks very much, Dave. Have a good one.
John, thank you so much. Genius, I think that's pushing it just a little. That's pushing it a lot too far. I do want to point out something here. We'll get to some more feedback here in just a second. I'm going to talk a little bit about radio today. Had an email from somebody about radio. But I want to point out that I have changed locations. If you're new to the program, I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, and for many years lived in a house with my wife and stepchildren, and we have recently moved to an apartment with one stepchild because one is getting married and one is away at college. And so now I am right next door to a fish tank that makes a little bit of noise. And the furnace here is a little noisy, as is the dog that's whining in the background. Can you hear that? Thank you, Coda, for making an appearance. My point being that you shouldn't let your surroundings stop you from creating your podcast. Some might say, well, gosh, your dog was whining in the background, Dave. That makes you sound unprofessional. And to that, I might say, yeah, you know what? Maybe. Okay. Yeah, it does. But it doesn't squelch my passion for podcasting. It doesn't squelch my passion for helping people start a podcast. And hopefully it lets you see that, you know what? You can create a podcast, even if you don't have the absolute pristine situation for creating a podcast. And right now in Cleveland, Ohio, it's a little cold. We got a bunch of snow today to be recording a podcast in a car. But it brings me back to, you've heard it a million times, that is, content is king. And to me, it makes me raise my bar on content. Okay, my content has to be really good because I have to make up for the dog whining in the background. Or hopefully not, but definitely a possibility, the little yappy dog underneath us that likes to bark a lot as well. Next up, want to read an email. This is from Dave Kent. He said, first, let me say I've become a fan of your content. I always take away something new from the School of Podcasting, and I appreciate your work. But please, take it easy on radio. I currently host a radio morning show here in Raleigh, North Carolina, and I work my tail off to provide fun and upbeat content. There are differences between hosting a podcast and hosting a show on radio. A podcast audience is a little more patient with a host, but a radio audience always has their finger on the button. It's a tough and changing business, and those of us in the industry are really just trying to keep up. He says, I understand there's a stereotype of radio DJs, boogie voice, and cheesy jokes. But I think that's a tad unfair, and you know what it is. Just defending my brothers and sisters in the industry, that always may be a fan of your show. Dave, thank you so much for that. And I got to tell you, I'm working now with someone who does a radio show. It's not a live radio show, but we have to stick to a 60-minute format. And now we're looking into having a 5-minute segment, and then an 18-minute segment, and then another 5-minute segment, and then another 18-minute segment. It's all this thing set up to make it ready for radio. And first of all, I got to say, that's rough. It's one thing to hit a topic. It's another thing to hit a topic within a time frame. And that's one of the things from just my days as a minister in training. Anytime I had to preach on a Sunday where we serve communion, and now instead of having, 20 to 25 minutes, I had to do a sermon in 10 to 15. Sometimes making your point in less time is actually harder. I know a lot of people think that having more time is just horrendous. I don't want more time. I don't want to be talking in public, but sometimes making your point in less time is actually more of a challenge because you have to really figure out what is the point that you want to make. So yeah, I understand. I guess my whole point is, this is my whole thing on radio, is when people think that they bring their radio format to podcasting, there are definitely two different formats. And yeah, sometimes I'm a little rough on the radio guys, but that's just because they come over and say, hey, I know how to talk into a microphone. I've been a radio guy for years, in the same way that I can now honestly say, I think if somebody put me in front of a microphone for an hour, let alone 4 hours a day, and try to fill up that time, it's a lot rougher than it is. Now, speaking of radio, and I realize this isn't really pertaining to podcasting, but I'm going to kind of try to bring that around. Radio right now is hurting. In fact, there are certain stations now that have completely automated themselves. They have an automated voice say what the band was and the song that just played, and there's almost no human interaction on that. And so what you end up with is an iPod that with bad music that you can't program. And I think back to when radio, the heyday of radio, when it first came on board, and correct me again, I'm not a historian here of radio, but I think of the Wolfman Jacks of the world. And back in the days when people listened to radio because they listened for the personality, and it goes back to making that connection with the audience. That guy seemed to know what his audience wanted to hear, and he played it. And they pretty much, and again, I could be wrong here, it seems like from what I've read, they played just about anything. There was definitely a playlist, but it seemed like in some cases they got to pick the music, and they picked it because they liked it. And that's why you liked that personality. That guy plays the kind of music that I like. Where now, I actually just had somebody contact me that is has a radio show, and I got to have him on because he was telling me about what radio is like now. And you're a monkey. You're basically, there's not a lot of room. I shouldn't say that. That's horrible. You're not a monkey, but you're a robot. You there's no room for creativity. There's very little that, here are the 36 songs that you have to play. You have to do it in this time frame. Here's when you show up. Here's when you leave. There's no, you are basically a hired gun. And not that I expect the DJ to be able to do whatever they want, but to me, the key that made radio was the personality. And it seems like radio is now dialing the personality out in some cases because they're trying to save money by cutting the salary of the DJ, which was already pretty low in the first place. So it's going to be very interesting to see what ends up with radio, what ends up with TV in the future, because in reality, I don't think radio is ever going to go away. In the same way that the VHS tape didn't make movies go away. But radios right now, its big key is it's live. It's live. And right now, podcasting, yes, you can stream live with things like Mixler, but you can't do that into somebody's car. When that becomes a reality, that's going to be the game changer. But I did hear something, and I wanted to share this. I've talked about this in the past as well with radio. I was listening to radio on the way home because I'd ran out of podcasts to listen to. And for whatever reason, I wasn't getting a good signal, so I couldn't listen to Stitcher, which is kind of my backup to that. And it was the number one drive time AM radio talk show host driving home, and they were talking about this and that. And the guy said, they were talking about how it was hard to cover a long topic. They had this big Cleveland Browns conference, and one of the producers said, yeah, we could have broken it into 8-minute segments. And you could have listened to 8 minutes and then talked about it for 8 minutes. He said, because our half hours are 16 minutes. I'm going to back that one up just a second. He said on the top drive time, on the way home, 5:30 talk radio, AM sports station, number one guy, his half hour is 16 minutes of content. So if you wonder why people hate radio, that's one of the reasons right there. They play 14 minutes of commercials. But Dave, I appreciate the email. And yeah, we know you're not all. And the other thing I want to say about radio people that I have a new found respect for is the fact, because companies are so worried about getting sued and having problems with the FCC, they really tie your hands creatively to where you can't do anything remotely politically incorrect. Not that you have to talk about, you know, fart jokes or whatever all the time, but you can't really be, in some cases, as honest as you want, because you have to worry about offending sponsors and you have to worry about that. So not only do you have to be creative and entertaining, you have to do it in some cases with both hands tied behind your back. And that's why I'm finding that people that come from a radio background into podcasting find it so liberating. So if you're a radio person, come on, jump on board, schoolofpodcasting.com, and start your podcast. And let your creativity fly in a podcast. All right, last up, want to talk about, hey, I've got a podcast. I know what I want to do. You might even have a website, but you're getting around to recording your podcast and you're not sure, okay, what do I do first? And to this is what I kind of been telling people, and I think it's a good plan. Think about your podcast. Just think about it. And it's going to start off and it's going to say, whatever, Radio Podcast 1. Today, I introduce you to the host. Okay. Then what happens? Well, then our intro music starts. Okay. So that means you're going to have to go find some intro music. And there's a lot of great places to find that. There's, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music, you can actually get a CD of music for about $8. And use that as your intro music. There's all sorts of different genres. Okay, so now you've got your intro music. Then what about your intro? What's it going to say? Well, it should say, you know, the name of your show, maybe a little bit about what your show is about, if you want to say that. Maybe your contact information. And you're like, contact information? Yeah, so you're going to have an email address set up. And if you're going to use voicemail, you should use something either like, well, in my case, podcastvoicemail.com is my affiliate link that I always recommend. And the thing I like about having a toll-free number is people, you know, in another country can use Skype and use their Skype out number, call the 800 number here in the States, and it's still basically free. It's very cool for that. Now, if you don't want to spend the $2 a month for the podcast voicemail number, you can use something like Google Voice. If you just go to voice.google.com, and you can get a number and then just have it forward to voicemail all the time. So you listen to your intro, you hear the music, you hear the kind of, here's what my podcast is about, which means you have to think about what that is. What's that quick little 15-second elevator pitch? Is there going to be contact information? If so, then you need to create that. And then at that point, you know, the show is going to come in and go to you talking. So right there, you know that, okay, I need to go find some music. I need to create an email address. I need to set up some sort of voicemail system if I'm going to be doing that. And then if the first thing, one of those things in your intro is your website, you need to have that set up. So that's where you can go to like schoolofpodcasting.com/hosting and set up your website. And this, again, the School of Podcasting has tutorials that'll walk you through how to set that up, how to order your domain name, things of that nature. Then you have your actual content. You have your outro, which again may be the same thing, content information. But then what's next? What do you do typically after that? Well, you have to add ID3 tags to your podcast. And I'm not going to get into that. It's basically just a little information inside your MP3 file or your video file. So you're going to need some album art. And that's typically 600 by 600 JPEG file. So that means you're going to need a graphic artist to create that for you. And you're also going to need that for iTunes. But at this point in this process, when you do that, you will have killed two birds with one stone. You'll have your iTunes album art and you'll have your album art for your MP3 file. So you tag your files, you put in, you know, here's today's episode and any information about that. And basically when somebody listens to that on their computer, or if they listen to it on a portable media device, your little image shows up and they can click a button and see all the notes about it. So you'll need a graphic image. And then once you've tagged your media file, be it audio or video, you're going to need a place to host it. And that's where I always tell people this podcast is hosted at Libsyn.com. That's Libsyn.com. But another one, if you want to have a multiple option here, check out blueberry.com. That's BlueBrry.com. They're actually right now got an email. There's some advertising. You can have advertising on your show coming up for the first quarter. And they're looking for podcasters to get involved with that. It is a CPM. I don't know what the CPM is. If I did, I wouldn't say it here. That would be breaking my terms. But right now, the Blueberry Network is offering advertising for your show. So you need a media host. And then once you upload your media, well, typically what you do is you write some show notes about it. Like today's show note is going to have a link to John's website. It's going to have a thing about Dave and radio. And then it's going to have a thing about what do you do with your idea? Now what? And it's going to say today, Dave talks about just following the path through the MP3 file. So once you have your media host, then you need your website host. If you haven't done that already, now you need a place to put your show notes. And once you do that, you are basically not done, but you have the basics of your podcast. Your podcast can now be published. You can create what's called a post in WordPress and then go over to wherever your media is and link that media to your post. And at that point, people could come to your website and listen to your podcast. They could download it. They could subscribe in an RSS reader. And everything would be done except for going to iTunes. And that's where, if you go back to that other show, the 27 step to iTunes, it talks about the tools for that. I use Feedburner for that to add my ID3 tags. And if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/skank, you can watch a video about that. That's S-K-A-N-K. And I talk about how not to blow your first impression in iTunes. But if you're like, okay, I've got a podcast now. I know what I want to do. Now what? I've got the microphones. I've got the equipment. Just follow yourself through your first episode. And so you're going to need music. You're going to need some sort of intro. And that could be as easy as I have my intro for a podcast I do called Weekly Web Tools. It simply says, welcome to Weekly Web Tools. Our website is weeklywebtools.com. No, it's welcome to Weekly Web Tools. Tips and tools for the DIY webmaster. Our website is weeklywebtools.com. That's it. That's the intro. And then later I give contact information. So however you want to do it, that's one of the great things about podcasting is you get to make everything. You make all the decisions. And so with that, just follow that through. And by doing these little baby steps, you will eventually launch your podcast. And of course, I've got tutorials that'll walk you through every one of those steps. In fact, I had somebody sign up and they said, hey, Dave, I did the GoDaddy thing. I did this thing. Where do I learn how to set up my domain names in GoDaddy? And I thought I had a tutorial for that. I might have at one point, but for whatever reason, the link was missing. And I instantly created that tutorial, put it up, and it is now there in the website. And that's basically why I love the School of Podcasting is anytime somebody has a question, if the tutorial already doesn't exist, I make one, which at this point, after 6 years, most of the questions have been answered. And in some cases, if we don't need a video, I just put it in our support area. So as I've said before at the beginning of the show, everything you need to launch a podcast is at theschoolofpodcasting.com. So if you want a podcast for Christmas, now is the time to jump on board. At least on the East Coast here in Ohio, it's Saturday night. We're not going out tonight. Why? Because there's a lot of snow here and it's cold and nobody goes out. So what was I doing? I was watching YouTube. I was listening to some podcast. And at least here on the East Coast, podcasting is a bit of a winter sport. And I see my numbers go up because people are tied a little more to their computers. So I want to thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. My name is Dave Jackson. I thank you so much for tuning in. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Thanks to Dave. Thanks to John for your comments and your emails. And you can call in your comments, 888-563-3228. Or you can do what John did. And he just recorded an MP3 file and sent it on over. So thank you so much. And until next week, class is dismissed. I'll see you on the inside. Don't be tardy.